offer a couple of corrections. In the early hours of our program last Wednesday, we noted that Gerald Ford was the only unelected president. In fact, there were several unelected presidents. John Tyler succeeded William Henry Harrison, and Andrew Johnson succeeded Abraham Lincoln, to name two. Gerald Ford was unique in being the only unelected president and vice president. Some of you were struck by something our political analyst said during our coverage of President Ford's death. Cokie Roberts was talking about the moment he became president.
The country was racked with upset over the president, all the revelations about the tapes from the White House, the impeachment of Richard Nixon by the House, his resignation before.
President Nixon was not impeached, but just before he resigned, the House Judiciary Committee voted on three articles of impeachment, among them failing to obey the committee's subpoenas. Soon after the committee report was accepted by the House, Nixon provided transcripts of some of the subpoenaed conversations. Those conversations ultimately destroyed any remaining support he had in Congress. That crumbling support was evidence that President Nixon would not survive an impeachment trial, and he resigned.